Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Mr. Rodney K. Strong, who is the chairman of Griffin and Strong PC and one of the Atlanta Business League Hall of Fame honorees. Mr. Strong, welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Now, you have been in business for quite some time to be honored by the Atlanta Business League. Could you share with our listeners what is the secret to staying power?
Just sticking to it and not allowing yourself to even consider failure. Obviously, in 25 years, there have been a lot of ups and downs. And the recession, 2009, 2010 was tough. But we just hung in there and stayed in business.
Now, a lot of entrepreneurs and business gurus, they say that they learn more from failure than success. What does that phrase mean to you? And can you share a moment in your career when that was true?
Well, I started my career out in Atlanta City government and spent 12 years there. And then I started my own business and I thought I had things figured out. And one of the projects that I thought I was going to work on right away didn't come through. And what I realized is I've got to figure out a way to keep going. And so I started calling everybody I knew, looking for an opportunity to do some work that would keep the revenue going. And fortunately, we just hung in there. And then finally, another deal came along. We got it. And, you know, we built from there.
So persistence, it seems, is always one of those important factors.
That's the most important thing.
Why is that?
Well, if you decide I can retreat, you know, I can go back and get a job, I can go back and do something else, then obviously you're not going to push through the more difficult challenges that you face. You know, one of the self-help books I was reading during my downtimes talked about burning the ships, and it talked about a conquistador with a ship full of people who came over to an island and then burned the ships. And the idea being that you don't have any retreat. If you don't conquer, then you don't survive.
And now, Mr. Strong, your specialty or your area of expertise is in government contracts. How did you get involved in that area, and why was that an area that you thought you could make a difference in?
Well, I'm a big believer in doing the things that you're called to do, and I feel like I was called to do this work. I grew up during the Civil Rights Movement, and Dr. King, toward the end of his life in 1967, started talking about opening up economic opportunities. One of the things he used to say is, what good does it do a man to have integrated lunch counters if he can't buy a hamburger? And so I had already decided from the victories of the earlier civil rights movement that I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer. And I decided I wanted to focus on economic justice. And fortunately, I was able to, while I was in college, work with Maynard Jackson, work on his campaign, and then got an opportunity to work in city government, and ultimately got an opportunity to run the minority business program for the city of Atlanta. And that was really the basis for my business, because once I spent the period of time I did running the program for the city of Atlanta, I felt I had the expertise that I could share with clients.
And now Maynard Jackson is considered a pioneer. When he decided to ensure that African-American entrepreneurs received contracts, city contracts, a certain percentage of the city contracts, he literally created this economic engine in Atlanta that is still going. There were millionaires created in the African-American community because of that initiative. How have you taken that to other clients? How do you take that kind of program even to other municipalities?
Well, because I had an interest in that area, I was following it even when I was in high school, and had an opportunity to meet Perrin Mitchell, who was the chairman of the Small Business Committee of the United States House of Representatives while I was still in high school. And I followed him very closely, and I followed Maynard very closely. And quite frankly, Maynard was an influence on me making the decision to go to Morehouse to college. And so while I was in that position, what I decided to do was to get involved, get engaged in the Atlanta community. And ultimately, that led to me getting involved in the area I was really interested in, which was the City of Atlanta's Minority Business Program. I don't think that fully answered your question, because part of your question is, you know, how does all this work and what? How do you bring that to a client? And the idea is that I ran the City of Atlanta's Minority Business Program for almost 8 years. So we did over $1 billion worth of contracts. And there are other governments that were interested in how we involved and included minority businesses. There was also a major legal challenge to the City of Atlanta's Minority Business Program. And I was the point person for the government. Andy Young was actually the mayor during the period that the legal challenge first hit the City of Atlanta. And we worked through two major legal challenges to the City of Atlanta's program. And so I recognized that there was an opportunity for me to start my own law firm and also do consulting with governments. So my first clients were governments. I worked on the City of Newark's project. I worked on a project for the City of Phoenix, Arizona. They referred me to the City of Tucson, so forth and so on.
And why is this still needed? Why hasn't it kind of just taken over and everywhere knows that you should have diversity in your vendors and in your contracts?
Well, there's opposition to it. And the reason that there's opposition to it is because that there are people who would love to see the entrenched inequality that exists because of our whole history of slavery, of segregation, and of discrimination continue. And so legally, there are always people who say, well, you shouldn't give preferential treatment to African-American-owned businesses or other minority businesses or women-owned businesses. And that always leads to legal challenges. So it's very careful. It's very important to carefully craft any type of government response to these issues. And yet there's a desire and a need to deal with it, because as long as these inequalities exist, the government is not actually functioning to ensure equal opportunity for all of its citizens.
But now, wouldn't it make sense to try to build up a diverse vendor pool to pull from? Doesn't that make government contracts or corporate contracts not just more fair or equitable, but doesn't it bring new ideas, innovation, just a whole host of newness to, you know, what's kind of atrophying, so to speak?
There's no question about that. One of the things that former mayor and Ambassador Andrew Young used to always say is that it's not about a slice of the pie. It's about making the pie bigger. As you bring more people to the table, as you create more opportunities, there will be more people that can benefit from those opportunities, and it's bigger for everybody. Atlanta, as a metro area, is a good example of that. When I first came to Atlanta to go to Morehouse, there were about 1 million people in the metro area. We've got north of 6 million people now. And a lot of that has to do with the reputation Atlanta has developed for going out of its way to ensure inclusion. So I think that you're right. But unfortunately, there are people who, for their various reasons, are opposed to those types of initiatives.
We are thankful that you are still here and still doing this work, Rodney Strong. But tell me, what does it mean to you to be honored by being inducted in the Atlanta Business League's Hall of Fame?
Well, it means a lot to me, because a lot of the people who have previously been honored are people that I've looked up to, people that I've known over the years. And so to be among that number is important to me. And of course, the Atlanta Business League is a very important organization in this city. I've been involved in the Atlanta Business League since I was in college. I've attended events and worked with the Atlanta Business League. When I was director of contract compliance, we consistently supported the Atlanta Business League. And since I've been in business, we've worked with the Atlanta Business League. So I just think that it's a wonderful organization. And to be among the types of business people that have been honored over the years by this organization is very important to me.
Well, Rodney K. Strong, I'm not the first, but I want to definitely say congratulations to you on this honor. And we look forward to seeing you receive it next week.
Well, thank you very much.